I'd like now to welcome Joshua Haberman. He is the musical director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Josh.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I just couldn't help but notice that you, the Desert Chorale, are doing Measure for Measure, which is a program of music based on the words of Shakespeare. And since we've been talking about Shakespeare with the young gentlemen who are just here, tell us about that program.
Sure. It's a setting of words of Shakespeare from all over the world. So composers that have been inspired by the words of Shakespeare, everyone from Swiss composers in Europe, English composers, American composers. His words have spoken to so many people with so much depth. And so we get a chance to present music from really all over the world, all in English, and all these great words that Shakespeare gave us.
And a lot of different musical genres, because presumably you're spanning centuries.
Absolutely. We have music that's contemporary to Shakespeare from the 16th century, and then we've got things that were written in the last 5 years, even in a jazz style. So it's every style you can imagine.
One of the things one notices when reading Shakespeare is that it's full of cliches, which, of course, Shakespeare originated these phrases, which many of us don't even know are from Shakespeare.
Sure.
When people have set his words to music, his poetry, whatever, do they always go for the best known words, or is it a lot of stuff that people will have never heard before?
It's a little of both, but Shakespeare actually wrote songs into his plays, and so many of the words that we sing and that composers have chosen for their music are words that Shakespeare actually intended to be sung. So they're musical in themselves. There's great music in the language. A lot of it is playful, a lot of it is lighthearted, and we know that these were actually sung. The tunes have been lost, so we don't know what the original tunes were, but of course we have the words that have been written down, and so composers have been re-inspired by those and have set them again.
The tunes have been lost. Is there any way to get a sort of basic idea of what they might have been like?
Well, we know the style. You know, we know the style of the music from that time period, and so we have some guesses. But as far as what the real tunes were, that's really largely lost to us now.
And so this is Measure for Measure. It's happening at Loretto Chapel. I guess the opening was last night.
Yes, it was.
And the upcoming performances are on Thursday, July 23rd, Wednesday the 29th, and then Monday the 3rd of August at 8 o'clock in Loretto Chapel. What is that space like acoustically for Shakespeare's music?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful space. I'm sure your audiences here in Santa Fe know the Loretto Chapel because it's such an iconic place. It's quite intimate, and the acoustic is very warm and beautiful. So in the sense that it really, lyrical music works very well in there. Music that is soaring really works well. And so many of our earlier pieces from the 16th century especially work beautifully in there. Of course, you have to work very hard to be understood because the acoustic is so warm and resonant, but our singers are experts at that, and so they find ways to make even the more rhythmic music work very well in there.
So you find a way to direct them, and they find a way to sing that is so articulated that people actually understand the words they're listening to.
That is the idea. That's the idea, and we work very hard at it. It's a theatrical a discipline that everyone learns being on stage and learning how to speak in a way that can be understood. So, of course, our singers do that as well.
So you have a couple of other programs going on this summer. The Desert Chorale is active in the performance-wise in the summer and the winter.
That's right.
Before
we have
Christmas.
Two seasons.
And so what are some of the other things you're doing? Glorious Voices, Sacred Spaces.
Yes, that is a program in the cathedral, in Cathedral St. Francis here in Santa Fe, and it's just a beautiful program. Images of the divine. It speaks to all of our experiences of the divine, everything from traditional Christian music all the way to songs to the gods of the winds, music from as far away as Lapland and northern Scandinavia, the songs that they would sing to the wind gods, all the way down to more contemporary settings. So it's a very, very broad-ranging program. And that opened last Tuesday. There's another performance of that tomorrow night, Thursday, at 8 p.m. in the cathedral, and then again on July the 24th.
Which is a Friday night.
Yes.
And at the cathedral, another amazing acoustic place to listen to music.
Unbelievably beautiful venue. And just to come out of the concert and open the doors and look out into the town of Santa Fe, and we're so close there to the plaza and everything, it's an absolutely beautiful place to hear music.
And finally, Sol y Canto, that's your tribute to Latin America, I guess.
Absolutely, and it's actually everything from the old world down to the new world.
Yeah, so I should say Spain as well.
Yeah, Spain. We'll do cathedral music from over there, and then we'll follow that to colonial music in the Americas, and then contemporary music everything from Argentina all the way up to Cuba and Mexico. So you'll hear tango, you'll hear salsa, you'll hear unbelievable rhythms.
I'll be there, ladies and gentlemen. Sol y Canto. So this is all happening with the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, of which you are, well, you've worked with them to some extent in the past, but you're the new music director and you've only been here a couple of weeks.
That's right. I just arrived.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you're also a professor at the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. So choral conducting is a whole world universe unto itself.
Yes.
How do you learn choral conducting? Do all choral conductors start as singers?
It's very common. It's not necessarily the case, but it's very common that we'll have a singing background or a background in a keyboard instrument. Piano is very, very common. So when we're training our choral conductors at the university, we stress singing and keyboard skills, and those are the two most important things. But we expect that you would have one of those backgrounds. It's a little bit like athletics. If you've played the sport, you have more credibility as a coach.
Yeah,
and
I
so
would
too,
think.
If you have a singing background or a keyboard background, you have great credibility in that way.
So, what are some of the techniques you learn to get the best out of the singers, and how much of it is just a universal set of skills, and then how much of it is really what you personally bring to it?
Well, the first job that you have is assembling the best possible group that you can. And we're so lucky with the Desert Chorale here in Santa Fe because we have some of the greatest singers from all over the country who come. We've had folks who even come internationally. A fellow is singing with us this year who's from Los Alamos, but he lives in the Netherlands now. And he came all the way from the Netherlands to sing for this season.
Nice.
So it's really, first and foremost, you go and you assemble the best group that you possibly can get. And we've been very lucky. We did national auditions in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Minneapolis, here in Santa Fe, all over the country, and we assembled some of the best ensemble singers that there are.
And they have to be ensemble singers. In other words, they can't have, can they have opera training?
Absolutely, and that's a wonderful experience to have. What we look for in singers is the ability to be in an ensemble, to listen deeply, to listen carefully, to match and blend with others in a section, and then to be able to step out and do a solo with a big operatic sound as well. I might mention one other program that we're doing, which is called Handel and the Italians, that features exactly that. And that's at the Scottish Rite Center. We'll be doing that with the chamber orchestra. And there you'll hear singers stepping out of the ensemble, soloing, stepping back in, working as a chorus. So our singers are the most flexible, artists is really what we bring together.
Did you say Handel and the Italians?
Yes, it's a program of Handel, and Handel, as a young man, of course, was German, went down to Italy to study, and this is in his very young years. And much of his music that became beloved later in his life, like choruses from the Messiah, he actually set earlier in Italian versions when he was living in Italy. So we're going to do the music that he wrote when he was a young man in Italy and music of the Italian composers who inspired him. So we'll sing Antonio Lotti's music, Domenico Scarlatti, some wonderful pieces of those composers as well. And that'll be with the Chamber Orchestra in the Scottish Rite Center.
I love it when a program like that is just educational enough that you get to make those links.
Absolutely.
And I suppose you write about it in the program as well.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful richness. I mean, choral music has 5-6 centuries of polyphony. So it's been so many hundreds of years that composers have been putting voices together in harmony. So we have an incredible richness of repertoire to draw on. You're never bored when you come to a choral concert.
Josh Haberman is the music director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. The website there is desertchorale.org, and the phone number for tickets and more information is 505-988-2282. Josh, thanks so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Thanks to Brian Highhill for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Hasta mañana. Ciao.